So we've looked at democracies and dictatorships, and we've looked at how they're laid out geographically, unitary, federal, confederate. Now our final look is going to be the relationship between the legislative and executive agencies in the government. There's two basic forms of government. One is a presidential government in which the executive branch, the president, is elected separately from the legislative branch, which is Congress, Senate, and House. That is the United States. Each is equal, each is elected separately, and each holds office for a fixed term under a constitution. Example, 2012 election. Barack Obama runs for presidency against Mitt Romney. That is the presidential vote. At the same time, what we have going on in this election is we have Congress voting, the legislative branch. Debbie Stabenow, this was in the Senate, ran against Pete Hoekstra. That's the example of a presidential democracy because you have the two branches separate from one another, being voted on separately, and at the end of the day, they're equal and they have checks and balances upon one another that are spelled out in the Constitution. Presidential democracy was invented in the United States. The parliamentary democracy, which I'll talk about next, is far more prevalent, however, and has a different relationship between the legislative branch and the executive branch. Let's talk briefly about the strengths and weaknesses of a presidential democracy over a parliamentary. The strength of a presidential democracy is also the weakness of a presidential democracy. If you look at it with the legislative branch separate from the executive branch, there are a series of checks and balances, a lot of checks and balances between the two branches. What this is going to do is it's going to keep one group or one party from gaining too much power in a country. But what it also does, as we can see with the United States of America, is it freezes government. When you've got a country like we have right now, where the Democrats and the Republicans cannot agree on anything, they're able to, if you have an executive in the presidency, like we do with Obama, who's a Democrat, and the House of Representatives, which is Republican, you end up getting gridlock and nothing gets done in the way of laws passing. They just push and push and push till the next election, and there is a continual stalemate. That is a big problem that we have in our government today. And a big part of it is due to the way in which this presidential system is laid out.